It is a time of great reverberation and reflection. When a moment that occurred over 1,000 years ago echoes forwards and backwards, carrying with it a current of energy and power still palpable today. A moment which is reflected throughout the world, throughout cultures and religions. A moment reflected irrespective of spiritual belief, found in the resurrection of nature, found in the celebration of spring, found in the belief of the resurrection of life and the ascension of the body into spirit, found in the sacred promise that this brings. Powerful moments that have occurred in time leave their mark upon the ethers. They are like psychic explosions that send shockwaves throughout time and space, echoing both backwards and forwards from the moment in which they occur, influencing that which is yet to be and that which has already been, carrying forwards a current, a wave of energy that can be captured and cultivated and utilized in the moment, in the now. This is one such moment when hope returned to the hearts of some of those who believed in the power of the resurrected Master Jesus and the changes and transformations that that would bring to the world in which they lived. An allegory, maybe, a metaphor, but something which is seen cross-culturally throughout the globe, something which is venerated and recognized irrespective of religion, a return of light, salvation, the return of the power of nature, the resurrection, the power of rebirth and hope. At this moment in time, maybe more than ever before in many of our lifetimes, we are in need of this hope, of this promise of rebirth, of this promise of resurrection, of transformation, of life-affirming change. Whether it be because of the exhaustion that we all still endure from the pandemic, or whether it be as a result of political and economical situations which mar our world and the world as a whole at this moment in time, whether it be as a result of physical suffering, mental torment, emotional distress, many of us are in need now of the hope, of the chance and prospect of the possibility of rebirth. And so I would encourage you to cultivate the energy of this moment whilst it lingers still, to draw its power into yourself, into your heart, into your spirit, to utilize it, to bring your desires into being for yourself, your family and friends, those in need, for the world, and those places far away which also might now benefit from such blessings, from such healing, from such light, and from the power of resurrection and restoration. These magical moments, spiritual powerful, miraculous are few and far between as we journey through our year. Make the most then of this moment now. Use its power for the greater good of all. Close then your eyes, and we will speak the words of the prayer one final time. In vain of all that has been said, focus on the words closely and draw upon the power that they might be used to harness now. Speak then these words after me. The veil of darkness transformed to the brightest light. The most dreadful end becomes the most beautiful beginning. The depths of despair fade to reveal hope everlasting. The curse of death defeated by eternal life. Let it then be so, for the greater good of all and to harm none, and in accordance with the will divine, so mote it be. Amen. Keep then your eyes closed and we'll go straight into the meditation. Just have a little wiggle around on your chair to make sure that you are as comfortable as you can be. I'll put some nice music on. Make sure there's no stress or tension in your neck, shoulders, hands, or feet. Let the chair take your full weight, and we'll begin. Take a few breaths in and out. In and out. You find yourself in a sunlit meadow. The meadow is vast, edged with ancient hedges which run down to a thicket of trees, the beginning of a deeper, denser wood. The long grasses are interspersed with wildflowers of every variety, buttercups and daffodils, bluebells and violets, all gently swaying in a soft, warm breeze. You breathe in the rich, scented air and open your senses to the birds singing and the sounds of newborn lambs bleating for their mothers in the distant fields. You feel the sanctity of this place, its holiness. The power rises from the earth beneath your feet. Each blade of grass, each petal of each wild flower, each leaf and herb and weed vibrates with magic. As you pause, as you halt, ancient words, powerful and familiar, the words of an invocation, rise upon the breeze, calling, calling. By the warmth of the sun, by the bird's song calling, by the lambs on the hill now come, I summon thee. By the sweetness of the song, by the spring light now dawning, by the hope of the heart now come, I summon thee. He comes with a blast of sunlight which falls from sudden parted clouds. Gowned in white, as bright and pure as milk. His bare feet step lightly on the earth. His head is crowned with the rays of the sun. His shoulder-long hair, his bearded face, his bright eyes strong and clear. He dazzles, this Prince of Peace. His power steals your breath away. But despite the potency of his power, his smile is kind. He holds out his hands to you and you see the marks they hold. And you take them in your own. And together, you begin to dance. And where your feet fall, the world springs to life. Flowers bloom in the press of your feet. Grass grows greener. The earth warms beneath your dance. And the very air cries out, new life, new hope, new beginning, rebirth and resurrection. Dance then. And take in this power. Dance then, and scatter it out into the world. It is almost time to return. Take a moment then to let your dance come to an end and stand for a moment, breathless, hand in hand, gazing into the master's eyes. Give thanks to him for all he has done, for all he does, and for the honor of the dance. The Master Jesus bows his head and releases your hands and begins to return back to the light from whence he came. But before he leaves, he turns and says, "Remember, this is the time of rebirth and eternal hope. Use it well." You stand and watch for a while. He does not take the light with him, but rather leaves it with you. It surrounds you like a nimbus, like a halo of hope and joy. And you see too that the light is now in the land, sealed in every stem and petal and leaf. Breathe in, breathe out. Let the landscape fade, but take the light with you. Breathe in, breathe out. Take time to ground and center yourself, breathing down through your legs and feet. Deep and wide roots of power into the earth, energy into the sacral and solar plexus south, to center yourself back into your body, taking a moment to protect yourself in your usual way, feeling the chair beneath you, feeling the ground beneath your feet, hearing the sound of my voice, and slowly and gently, when you are ready, opening your eyes and returning here.